Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Here's how easy it was to get away with bank robbery back in the 30s. As long as you weren't still there when the police arrived, you had a 99% chance of getting away with it. To the point that, like, those old bank robbers, they take credit for the bank robberies. Like, they come running out of there and they're like, ha ha ha! And if anyone asks you, tell them it was Golden Joe and the Suggins gang. And then they, like, shoot Suggins into the side of the wall. It's like, what, were bullets free back then? And they don't even disguise themselves. They dress up for the bank robbery. They're rolling in there in, like, big suits and hats like they're going to church in Atlanta. They make a day of it.
December 18th, we are the wake-up call, and we've got a spring in our step today, don't we?
Well, Yeah.
Yeah. It's our last day before Christmas. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And I mean, senioritis.
Oh, boy. Yeah. 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 I mean, to make matters worse, today's also our Christmas party here at the Ridge.
What is that worse happen?
Huh?
What makes that worse?
That makes it more fun.
Yeah.
No. What makes our senioritis worse?
Oh, yes. Because we have a little shindig.
Like our boss sent out an email yesterday saying, like, you know what? The party starts at 4. Everybody leave at 1. I was like, wow. Now, any of those early dismissals that we've had for any reason never apply to us.
No.
But I saw that, you know, you have 4 hours to prepare for the Christmas party. I was like, wow.
Some people need that.
Do they?
To get home.
Okay.
Okay. Shower, blow dry your hair, do your makeup. During this time, probably there's still like pick up drop off stuff going on. Getting your kids settled so that you can, if you have kids, go to the party. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and then time to drive to the party.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, crazy. But anyway, though, yeah, so we've got that going on. Today's our last day of that. We've got the wake up call, take our gift exchange coming up at 7:35. That's worth setting an alarm for so you don't forget about it to come back here because this stuff could be yours. It's pretty unique. I don't know any other morning radio show that does something like this.
Nope.
It's sadistic.
It is. Yeah.
It is. We give each other gifts for Christmas that we legitimately really want. Then you get to take them.
I was telling my boyfriend how excited I am for today.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked why, which I appreciated. And I told him, I don't think he's ever heard us do this.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he...
We haven't
done
it. I think
he gets it. He obviously gets the process. I don't think he gets how exciting it is.
We haven't done it in 5 years. Because I don't think we did it during, I think COVID was why we stopped.
We've done it since we were in this office, right, Kevin?
I don't remember.
I don't think it's here.
Really?
COVID has screwed us up with time.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like we just did something and it wasn't that long ago, but now you have to think about it and it was five years ago.
That's true.
Almost six. So, wow. I haven't said that out loud. Almost 6 years since COVID. So, yeah. So
it does feel like COVID was last year.
It does. Yeah. So anyway, that's coming up at 7:35. That's part one of 7:35. I was telling you guys earlier, I went to the mall last night. I haven't been to the mall at Christmas time at night in years. And it was packed. Like it was packed in the 90s. Like people everywhere.
It's probably like that most years. You just haven't.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe
I can
that's
tell you
true.
What, I won't be seeing the mall.
I was there specifically because the store Viore was having like a friends and family sale event. So like they had like a live musician there and drinks and stuff, but they had, I don't remember if it was 40 or 50% off. It was.
Are you a friend or family?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But you know who invited me?
Who?
Our old intern, Nick. He works there.
Okay.
Remember Nick?
No. Who's Nick? Oh, the one that was a cheerleader.
He was a cheerleader for Sac State.
Oh, yeah.
He works at the Viore store at the Galleria.
Shaved head.
Still has a shaved head.
He's working
in and
out.
Working in and out, too. And I saw him randomly one day, and he was like, we have a friends and family sales event coming up. And I was like, okay. And he goes, do you want to come? I was like, do I want to come? Sure. And
play it cool.
And I did. But
I'd like to save half, sure. If I'm in town, if I'm around.
That's where I got this hat. I got a Viore hat for $16.
Oh, that's a steal.
Pretty, yeah, right. That's what I said. I can't buy it.
Viore might be the only store I would go to the mall for.
Because it's so buttery.
Because I love Viore.
It's so soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the But when I was there, though, it was a sales event, and they had a guy playing live music. And I've often thought, like, if you're somebody that plays live music at, like, a restaurant or a bar, you're kind of used to being...
Ignored?
Ignored. Your ambient sound.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. At a packed store for a friends and family sales event has got to be a whole new level of disregard.
I bet you're right.
The line was so long, obviously, because people were there. They had all four registers open, and it was still really long. And I wasn't the only person who brought kids, but my kids were the worst there in the store.
Oh, no.
So, and it was just the two little ones, and they were just going crazy. Zoe, at one point, tried to pull the pants down of a male mannequin. I was like, oh, my God.
She's wild.
What?
I know. And she even goes, Dad, look. And then pulls the pants. So anyway, it was so bad. It was so, so bad. So anyway, though, but the line not only snaked around the store because it was so long, it went right in front of the guy playing music.
God.
And he was already backed into a corner. So like it was like corner behind him, and then people just mad and tired that they were standing in line. And you're just standing in line for a really long time.
And what
inches.
Is he playing?
He's playing like Christmas music, but okay. Like acoustic Christmas stuff.
Okay.
And it was so awkward.
That sounds very awkward.
Just standing literally right next to a guy playing. And you had to look at him and do the courtesy smile after each song while you're standing in front of him.
See, I can't. That makes me just the idea of it. I honestly don't even know why restaurants have live music.
I can't answer it.
Nobody's watching them.
Yeah.
Like you said. And also, I think we all feel like we're supposed to maybe watch them, but that's not what I came for.
I think so.
There's
old people like to dance in front of them sometimes.
That's true. Sometimes it's so loud, you can't even talk to the person you're there with.
Yes.
And then the song ends and you're like.
Yeah, right. Especially, and listen, I love mariachi music, but mariachi bands is like
the loudest sound I've ever heard.
Taking it to the next level. Yeah.
I think that's why I don't like mariachi music.
Because it's so
loud.
Not
the music itself. It is so loud every time. It's like.
And that trumpet.
And they do not mind being close.
No. Oh, no.
No.
And then your dinner, when there's a mariachi band playing there, is filled with so much. What? Say that again. Kay? So anyway,
they want you to tip them. Do you have any cash? They want you to tip them.
Put it in his guitar case. That's why it's open.
Yeah.
You can't hear it. Nah, never mind. So anyway, though, so if you're the guitar player that was at the Vuori store last night at the Galleria, my heart goes out to you. And I apologize that my kids were so bad. anyway, though, real fast, this is just a public service announcement, PSA. Today's the last day to ship gifts without paying a lot more. So do you guys have to ship gifts anywhere?
No.
God, you're lucky. You're lucky.
But I think I would have done it sooner.
Sooner?
Oh, yeah.
We try to get a lot of that stuff done. I still haven't gotten my dad anything. And I have to obviously ship my dad stuff because he lives in Pennsylvania, in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
I bet. Shopping for your dad is hard because what do you get the guy that has nothing?
Right. It's the opposite problem of what do you get the person who has everything? What do you get the person who has nothing?
And doesn't want anything.
And doesn't want it. Like, I can't tell you how many decades of gifts I've given my dad for Christmas and his birthday that he has never even opened.
No, they just sit in his house.
Yep. And some of it is emotionally devastating.
Like what?
Like, one time. It was right after we had our first son, and he obviously never moved from Pennsylvania, and I wanted a relationship. It was before you could just easily FaceTime on a phone, which he also hasn't figured out.
Okay.
But I got him a computer, and I got him a webcam.
That's right.
So that we could, so he could see his grandson. And I kept saying, did you set it up, Dad? Did you set up the computer? He's like, I tried to, you know, but I'm going to get around to setting it up. Dad, did you set it up? This is a few months later. Yeah, I set it up. I don't know what my Wi-Fi password is.
Oh, God.
All this. So I don't know. I don't know how to set it up to the internet. And then eventually I just stopped asking. And then.
I mean, that one's a bit of a shame on you.
Well, I guess so. I mean, this is...
Like, if you said to me, do you think George, Gavin's father, can figure out how to connect a computer to the Wi-Fi? I go, he has Wi-Fi?
Well, this was back when he was in his 60s.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But in 2018, he had a stroke, and my brother and I had to fly back to Pennsylvania to take everything out of his apartment. So to move him, you know, he had to move out of his apartment. And guess what I found? Still in the box, completely sealed. The computer and the webcam. And this was like, I don't know, 10 years after I gave it to him. So what do you get the guy who has nothing? Don't know. A book about war?
He's got it. If there's a book about war, he's got it. He's read it.
A book about a president that died 100 years ago?
Has it.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. I used to, I had
what
a thought.
What if you just sent him a card?
I sent him a card. He already got that.
Okay. Then
I just feel like I should get him something to open or something like that, you know?
Okay. I know. I know exactly what you should do.
Okay.
Ship him pickled eggs and pickled shrimp.
Not pickled shrimp. You're thinking of something else.
Nope. I'm thinking of pickled shrimp.
Pickled shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He would love pickled eggs.
He loves them both.
I don't know if he's ever had pickled shrimp.
Neither have I, but I know it's good. I've seen commercials for it.
Oh, now here's a problem, though. He doesn't have any teeth.
Oh.
You could. Oh.
Can you gum a shrimp? I don't think you can.
You could crush it.
Oh. No.
Like, lay it on its side, take a knife, put the knife on top of it, like flat, like you would a garlic.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah.
I hate throwing monkey wrenches into your plan. It's a good plan.
Thank you.
He also only has like one semi-good eye left.
Oh.
You don't need eyes for the shrimp. You don't need it.
So pickled shrimp eaten.
Google it.
I'm sure it exists.
Oh, it exists.
But should I also Google, can I eat pickled shrimp with one eye and no teeth?
I'm going to say pickled shrimp, no teeth.
And? No.
Okay, it's a.
No feedback.
Oh, no.
It says you're going to need some teeth.
It says how to eat pickles with no teeth.
Yeah? But not pickled shrimp.
No.
You know, it's okay. It's fine. I'll just get him another book.
I'm telling you, you should ship the man food. Or give him like a soup of the month club or something.
That's actually a really good idea. Maybe I will look into that.
Damn, it's 12 votes stands of Christmas on the wake up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number two.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We're calling a guy named Eddie, and he works in a doctor's office that handles colonoscopies. And Cannon with a K is calling to schedule an appointment for his colonoscopy. And it is making the unshakable Cannon with a K quite nervous. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Thank you for calling. Are you looking to set up an appointment?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
This is Eddie.
Oh, hey, what's up, Eddie? So my name is Cannon, and it's spelled with a K, and I need to get a colonoscopy.
Okay, no worries. And did you have a particular day in mind that you were looking for?
Could you just do me a favor, like, before we, like, go any further? Like, are you around, like, other people, like, right now? I just don't want any, like, especially if there's, like, any hot women around. Like, I don't want people to know that I'm coming in for that.
Well, you're going to be coming into the same office, so anyone that's here is going to know.
Well, but, like, maybe, like, write down something else, though, so that it's not as embarrassing. Like, it says, like, too big or something like that. That'd be dope. Like, write that down. And then you could even write, like, in parentheses, like, wink, wink.
Cannon, I totally understand your concern. I just want to let you know this is a completely normal procedure that everyone over the age of 40 should get. Definitely not anything you should be embarrassed about.
Well,
this is a procedure that saves a lot of lives.
I'm not that old. Like, apparently, I have consumed too many supplements. I haven't had, like, real solid food to, like, the point that, like, you normies would call a meal in, like, a while. But, I mean, that's how I maintain, like, my hot body.
I'll just go ahead and walk you through it so you understand how simple it is.
Okay, dope. Okay.
You'll want to get set up for your PrEP medication.
Okay.
And it's going to clear everything out of your system.
Okay.
Because when they go in through your rectum with the camera,
oh,
they're going to want to be able to see everything in there to make sure you don't have any polyps.
See, here's the thing. Like, I'm an alpha male. You know, I don't get scared. So, like, this isn't making me scared. It's just making me really, really nervous. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And then you're going to have
like,
That is
a one-way passage. Can they take a look at it through my mouth?
No, unfortunately. They have to go in through your rectum to be able to get deep into your colon lining.
Oh, my God.
So
there's so many trigger words that you're saying right now, and it's not making me scared. It's just making me, like, really, like, nervous. Canada's crying. Yeah, I'm not crying, but, like, it's just, am I awake for this?
Well, it depends. You have two options. You can either do a full anesthesia or a partial anesthesia.
Okay.
So you can either be awake or asleep. It just depends on which way you want to go.
Is anesthesia the doctor?
No, that's what they would use to put you to sleep.
Oh, so okay.
That way you don't have to worry about being embarrassed.
Is the doctor a woman?
No, the doctor's a man.
Can we get a woman doctor?
You call Dr. office, so
yeah.
Depending on your insurance, if there's another doctor's office that is a woman doing it, you're more than welcome to check with them.
Well, I wasn't sure if you knew any, you know, is that something you find on Facebook Marketplace, you know?
You'll have to check through your insurance provider.
Fingers crossed on girl doctor, hot girl doctor would be even better. What are they looking for? Like a cool butt?
They're going to be looking for polyps or any kind of abnormalities. We want to make sure you don't have colon cancer. So,
okay. All right. Dope. Okay. So I'm definitely not scared. And I'm definitely not going to be crying that morning. Okay. It's, but there's, you know, it's just a lot to take in.
Take excellent care of you. And again, like I said, you'll be asleep. So there'll be nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh God. Okay, good. I mean, trust me, I'm hot, so I'm not going to be embarrassed. Yeah.
Excellent.
One more thing before I get going, Eddie, none of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And this is a prank phone call. It's a phone scam on. Your wife, Shelly's the one who sent me an email and wanted me to do this to you. So I apologize for wasting your time.
Shelly. Oh, goodness, I'm going to call her right now. Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, what is wrong with this guy?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Let me explain the situation that I'm in. So, obviously Christmas is coming up. Obviously, I would hope that you're either done or you've got most of your shopping behind you. I was out shopping one day, and I went into a store, and I found a pair of pants that fit me. Now, I was not shopping for me, but the pants that I found were for me. They were in my size. Okay. And they looked really nice. They looked very soft. And they were on sale.
Oh.
Big time on sale. So I got them. And I'm wearing them. And my wife looks at them. And she goes, I got you those pants for Christmas.
Oh.
Oh, no.
She goes, I got you those exact pants for Christmas. Now, that's the situation.
Okay.
This is where I need help.
Okay.
What do we do?
What do you mean?
Who returns them? Do I return the pants that I just got for myself and then know what I'm going to get under the tree? Like a like if you're in Christmas for the surprise, which
okay.
is me, you got a dud gift under there.
Right.
Granted, it's something that you want.
Okay, so your question is, now that your wife knows you already have these and you already know that they're under the tree,
right?
Should she take them back and get you something else?
Or should she take them back?
That's what
and,
I just said.
Yeah, and
or
get me some.
You?
That's the other option.
She shouldn't. Here's why.
She shouldn't?
No, she should.
Return.
And here's why.
Okay.
Because now you already know, not only are you going to have two pairs, but you already know what's under the tree now.
Right.
So.
It's a dud.
No, he should return the pair because he shouldn't have been buying stuff for himself during Christmas season anyway.
But they were on sale. It was a good deal. It was a good deal. And she bought me sale pants for Christmas. Come on.
I mean, yeah, but it's
so bad. Good for her.
Right. It's the thought that counts. So you should go return your pants and then you'll get newer pants when you open it for Christmas and just act surprised.
But I'm not going to act surprised because that would be stupid. She knows that I'm not surprised.
But don't you like the pants?
Who's he pretending to be surprised for? The children?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
916-909-1065. Call or text us. Here's some text messages. The recipient returns the gift as long as you're able to with a receipt.
Oh, see? Okay. Wow. Okay, so after you open it.
After. But, I mean, why not just take them now then?
Right.
Why not just go get them now and return them?
Because it's a Christmas present. You're supposed to open it for Christmas.
But he already knows.
Okay. He's going to
say, can I say here one thing that we have not like talked about? Your wife should have told you.
True. She shouldn't have told you she got pants for you.
So she should have gotten those, exchanged them. Got you something else.
Yeah.
Or.
And do it begrudgingly. You're allowed to bitch about me behind my back.
Or pretend she didn't notice. Let you open. See, that's what she should have.
Oh, that's.
She should have let you open them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm like, oh, dang it. Well, here's the receipt. You can take it back.
Right.
And get yourself, you know what? Get yourself something you'd like.
And we've all totally done that,
absolutely,
too. Oh, my God. Text messages coming in. I'm with Kevin. Don't buy yourself anything during Christmas. All right, fine. Kevin's 100% right with the don't buy yourself. Okay, so maybe I was the one who really screwed up, but they were cheap. They were on sale.
Listen, if I'm out shopping for you, I'm also shopping for me.
Okay,
one for you, one for me.
What?
One for you, one for me.
Other ones, you return. One way or another, everyone knows you don't buy stuff. Man, a lot of people hung up on the you don't buy yourself
right.
stuff at Christmas time. If she paid full price, return hers. Okay.
Yeah.
If she paid full price. Oh.
Whoever paid the more, the higher amount.
Yeah.
Return then, that. That's girl math. That's economics right there. If there's not a gift receipt, recipient can't even return it. The wife should have not said anything and just go and switch it. However, to answer Gavin's about the pants on sale, a gift is a gift. And it's really the thought that counts. Sorry to break it to you, but many people are getting gifts from sales that are happening around the Christmas season. I was just kidding. Calm down about that part. I'll take sale pants. I'll take anything sale.
Your wife, she really flubbed this one.
Oh.
Oh, dang.
Have you even worn those? Have you worn them yet?
Yeah.
I didn't see. I didn't notice.
You can return it.
Yeah.
Get yourself something you like.
I've got the receipt here. Or keep both. You can just keep both. It's like backup. You have backup pair.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so call us right now, 916-909-1065, 916-909-1065, and tell us, would you rather get a gift for Christmas, or would you rather get cash? I thought this was like a no-brainer topic. I thought everybody was going to say a gift. I am way wrong on that. 916-909-1065. A survey was done, and they found out that a majority of Americans would rather have cash.
A majority?
Yes. 58% of Americans would rather have cash as a gift for Christmas than a gift.
And do we know that these were adults that these were asked?
They're all adults.
That's crazy.
You're a gift girl, right?
I'm a gift girl for sure. The only people that can give me cash have to be older than me, and it has to be because of it's convenient for them. Like when Grandma Betty was still alive, she could write me a check, and that was perfectly fine.
So when you say older, do you mean like
older than me.
Significantly older? You don't mean like 1 year older.
Okay, not 1 year older.
But you mean like
of a different generation.
There you go. Yes. You have to be one generation up. It's just,
at least.
It's to me, it just seems like cash is like a very cold gift. Could you not think of anything?
See, the biggest thing for me is it makes me uncomfortable. If my brother Brad gave me $25 cash for Christmas, I'd be like, just save it.
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
916-909-1065. What would you rather have? Would you rather have cash or gift?
A gift. Cash is last minute thought, like, oh, I forgot their present. Let me see what I have in my wallet.
Oh, okay.
A gift can be something as small as a candle.
Okay.
Or, you know, it doesn't have to be significant. A gift is just a thought that, oh, I think they might like that.
Now, I do think that there is a large group of people that think, well, I don't want to just waste money and get them something they won't want. At least this way they can get themselves what they want. But the thing I don't like about that is now I have to do something.
Yeah, that's true too. Thank you so much for calling, Kat. We'll get to the rest of the calls in a second. Kevin, you're being suspiciously quiet over there.
Well, because I prefer cash over gifts.
Now, is this because of a cultural thing?
I think it's because I've grown up with them just giving me cash instead of gifts. But as I got gifts as I'm growing up, it's like sometimes the gift that I get tired of it after the next day.
It does seem like, if I'm wrong, correct me, but as an Asian American, it does seem like for Christmas, you guys just kind of shift cash around amongst
red
family
envelopes.
Members.
Yes. It's the season.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning.
Now, what would you rather have? We're bringing this up because a majority of Americans, according to this survey, would rather have cash for Christmas than a gift. Which camp are you in?
I am actually household essentials.
You want household essentials?
Yep. My mom had me pick out a vacuum cleaner for my Christmas present. I have toilet paper, paper towels, dishwash soap, laundry detergent. Everything is on my list.
And you want this?
Yes, because I don't have to pay for it later.
I gotta tell ya, not from the nearest and dearest would I want this, okay? I don't want my partner to get me these things. But for like my siblings? Hell yes.
Interesting.
This makes so much sense.
Get me some peanut butter. I'm out.
Yeah.
I never ask like my fiance for it. I always ask like my family. They're like, what do you want? I'm like, get me stuff that I can use. And last year, I didn't have to buy anything for 6 months. It was great.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
I think you might be onto something.
I can't believe it took us this long. Catrice, are you there?
Yeah.
And what do you want for Christmas, a gift or cash?
I prefer cash.
You prefer cash?
Okay, now why is that?
Because ever since I was a child, my grandfather always gave me and my siblings cash, and then we could get what we want. And then I always end up getting gifts from people that I don't use or don't really want.
Yeah. When you get cash, do you miss the opening a gift part of things?
No, because I'm a single mom.
Okay. All right, she doesn't have time. Okay.
She's tired. She's too tired to open gifts.
I get it.
Catrice, thank you so much for calling. I mean, I'm going to be a gift girl my whole life.
Yeah, you could be a gift girl.
Yeah. But keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
This concerns all of us, so pay attention. Kevin has tried eggnog for the very first time.
It's the season.
We did it. Wow. Yeah. And they said that it wouldn't happen. And he hates it.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you set the scene for me, please?
The scene of why I hate it?
No. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
The scene of where you were when you tried it.
So I was hanging out with my friends, and it's apparently a Christmas tradition to drink eggnog, okay?
Did you say sedition?
Christmas tradition.
Okay.
To try eggnog, or to drink eggnog during the holidays.
So they,
and as they,
it's your friend's Christmas tradition?
Wow. No, it's everyone's.
Okay.
They are white.
Yes.
This is why they drink eggnog. I come from an Asian family. Yes. We don't drink eggnog.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
As she was pouring the eggnog, it came out so thick, and I said, Oh boy, is it like creamy? And she said, yes, just try it. Don't worry about it. It's good. It's delicious.
Okay.
I smelt it. It smelled sweet. It's like, ooh, okay. It's going to taste like a dessert.
Okay.
I tried it. And boy, was it thick.
Yeah.
It was thick, sweet, and I was like, okay, this isn't that bad. It's a little bad to take in. What's this made out of? She said eggs. I said, like, raw eggs. She said, yeah, raw eggs with sugar. Raw eggs and sugar. That's what eggnog is made out of. So I ate raw eggs.
And your conclusion is what? White people be crazy?
They're crazy. Why are you guys eating raw eggs? Have you heard of salmonella?
Have you heard of salmonella?
Salmonella sounds delicious.
Why do gym people get judged for cracking an egg in their mouth and And now you guys are drinking eggnog.
It's not just sugar and egg. There's
what is
other
it,
things.
Cream?
There's dairy in it as well.
And, even worse.
Well, for you,
you're mixing eggs and milk together.
And there's all, but those are all kinds of spices that go into it as well.
That doesn't cook the egg.
No, it does not. No, you're right. You know, you're right. There's egg yolk in it, and
why? Why don't Asian people have eggnog during the holidays?
I don't know, but I think this is the reason why. It's disgusting.
Oh, okay.
It's so thick.
Yeah.
And just the thought of it, raw eggs. Like, how many eggs does it take to make, like, a pint?
I don't
like
know.
Like, five, maybe?
I have sipped eggnog one time, and it was one time too many.
You hate it?
Hate it.
Really?
See? Will not drink it.
Texture or the taste?
Tried it for the first time on this show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
No,
I mean, it has the texture of a melted milkshake.
Yeah.
But you know? It's so much thicker, I feel.
And like pancake batter almost sometimes.
Yeah.
Text messages, unsolicited text messages coming into 916-909-1065. Eggnog is disgusting. It's a very,
I think
what
they're
is that
trying
word?
To say Caucasianist.
Caucasian thing to drink. You know, I feel like eggnog is for kids.
I feel like the exact opposite.
I don't think
I've ever seen a child drinking.
My kids love eggnog.
I have never in all my days seen a child consume eggnog.
Mm. Well, come over to my house. But was there alcohol in the eggnog that you were drinking?
I don't remember. I tried it first without alcohol, and then that killed it for me.
Because that makes a difference. When you pour brandy in it or like rum, it waters it down and it makes it better. If you put ice in it, it waters it down and makes it better. I
mean, what's cooking the egg?
Nothing's cooking
the
egg.
You gotta get off the egg.
You're just listen. You're rolling the dice and it's worth it sometimes. Cookie dough. You've had raw cookie dough.
No.
Why do we think that this is something that people only have during Christmas?
You know, you sound like my children.
Oh.
They get pissed that it goes away.
Yum. Someone said add Hennessy to it.
Somebody texted in and said, the egg and eggnog is none of my business. Eggnog is so good.
I do not get it.
Somebody said, white woman here, give me my pumpkin spice latte in the fall and my eggnog in the winter.
Okay, go on, girl.
Let's do a Target run. Somebody says the eggs do get cooked at low heat, so it doesn't curdle the eggs. Okay, so maybe they are. Somebody said Vietnamese has a version of eggnog. Egg yolk condensed milk with club soda.
Egg yolk coffee, too.
Okay, well, then there you go.
But that, it's like torched.
Well, they're saying that this is a low heat and you can cook
I'll try it with alcohol this time.
All right, try it with alcohol.
We'll see if it's good.
Try it with alcohol. Oh, man. Whiskey sour has raw eggs in it, too. There's lots of things with raw eggs.
I say no raw eggs in my whiskey sours.
Okay.
I don't think the egg part of it is the bad part. It's the taste.
Yeah, the taste is unpleasant for me as well.
And
texture.
And the viscosity. Yeah,
yes, it's viscosity.
Close. Very close.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and it's our last one of 2025. Time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? I scared her on that one. Were you daydreaming?
No, I was watching a reel on Facebook.
What's that? You're watching what?
I was watching a reel on Facebook.
Watching a reel on Facebook. All right. And we are playing with Blair this morning. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning.
Congratulations on being caller 17. And Katie's leaving the studio now. I have five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. And the $100 could be yours. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, off we go. Question one. The mass shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia, where 15 people were murdered, is a massive tragedy. But one of the two gunmen was stopped by an unarmed 44-year-old man named Ahmed Al-Ahmed, who is recovering from being shot himself. That guy has received $1.5 million in donations so far from just Australian citizens. Amazing. Is Bondi Beach in the north or south of Australia?
South.
Question two. Famous action movie director Michael Bay is being criminally charged in Italy for the death of a pigeon.
Oh.
The pigeon was struck by a camera dolly and did die, but Bay says it was a totally unpreventable accident. True or false, pigeons bob their head to help with vision.
True.
Okay. Question three. Congress voted unanimously to release the full Epstein files, but they're not out yet, and they might not come out after all. Ghislaine Maxwell has figured out a way to delay it even longer by using an appeal to her sentence, saying new evidence proves her innocence. I'm not quite sure what she's talking about, though. How many years is she serving for sex trafficking minors? 20, 30, or 40 years?
20.
Okay. Question four. Warner Brothers Pictures was a lady getting courted, and the war between Netflix and Paramount got nasty and expensive, but there is a winner. Warner Brothers has rejected Paramount's $108 billion offer and is going with Netflix's offer, which is more or less than that.
More?
Question five. California might ban the sale of all Teslas and might do it as soon as next week. The ban would be for 30 days, but might be extended to 90 days, and it's because of false advertising with Tesla's use of the word autopilot for self-driving. That is true. It's not, you're very much a participant for the self-driving feature. If they sell 20,000 Teslas a month in California, and the average cost is $50,000 per Tesla, how much will Tesla lose if the month ban happens?
$1 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Blair, what do you do for a living?
I manage and clean Airbnbs.
You manage and clean Airbnbs. That's pretty cool.
How dirty they get.
Wow.
Are they like cool ones?
Yes. The one I'm going to today is very cool.
I love that. Blair, I love an Airbnb adventure.
Blair, I'll bet you've got some stories. Some not so good. Have you, or any of
what were you saying, Kevin? Hold on.
Someone said, what's the fun fact about Blair?
Oh!
You almost forgot.
I did. Blair has 7 Christmas trees set up in her house, 5 of them all year. Each one is a different theme. One is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ah,
one is Oregon Ducks. And another one is Hanukkah, ironically.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Good. We don't have time for the other inclusive. The other four. Blair, I'm putting you on hold. Here we go. Katie, you ready?
Yes.
Question one. That mass shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia that killed 15 people was a huge tragedy, but did you see what stopped it?
Didn't a guy, like, tackle a guy with a gun?
An unarmed 44-year-old guy named Ahmed Al-Ahmed rushed the shooter and got shot in the process, and that's what stopped it. He has received $1.5 million so far from just people making donations.
He's an actual hero.
Amazing. Yeah, he really is. The shot of the Australian Prime Minister sitting with him bedside in the hospital. Such a great picture. Is Bondi Beach in the north or south of Australia?
Is it the north or the south? Oh, my God.
That is correct. You know you're Australian.
I don't. I thought for a second, if I thought about it, maybe I'd get there. I was just
Question two, famous action movie director Michael Bay. You know him?
Okay. Transformers, right?
Yes, very good. He's being criminally charged in Italy for the death of a pigeon. A pigeon? That's not funny.
You're going to
get canceled.
Stop.
The pigeon was struck by a camera dolly and did die, but Michael Bay says it was a totally unpreventable accident.
Well, yeah, of course. Birds fly.
Right.
True. We have to be able to live in the world still.
True or false, pigeons bob their head to help with vision.
False?
It does. It helps them with their vision. Which
what about other birds? Because Audrey has a bird and it bobs its head.
Yeah, I guess they do too.
Okay.
I don't know. Question three. Congress voted unanimously to release the full Epstein file. Actually, it wasn't unanimous. One guy didn't. He voted against it.
I wonder if he accidentally meant to do thumbs up and then was like screwing around to his friends and then went like this and then they just countered it. And he's like, no,
man. But the Epstein files are not out yet. And now they might get delayed even longer because Ghislaine Maxwell figured out a way to delay it by filing another appeal saying that new evidence proves her innocence.
What would the benefit for her to keep the files secret?
Well,
she's in them so much.
Well, she was moved to a very cush prison.
Right.
So maybe she's doing a favor for somebody. I don't know. As another delay tactic. How many years is she serving for sex trafficking minors?
20 years.
Wow, she doesn't even need the multiple choice.
Sure don't.
Yes, 20 years. Question four, Warner Brothers was getting courted and the war between Netflix and Paramount got nasty and expensive, but there is a winner. Warner Brothers has rejected Paramount's offer of $108 billion to buy them. They're going with Netflix, and Netflix's offer was more or less than that.
Guessing less. Oh, I mean, that
was less.
Otherwise, it would have been like, oh, yeah, of course, they went with the highest bidder.
And no. Are you confused on
Maybe
what you're
I
saying?
Am.
Netflix offered less money than Paramount, and Warner Brothers is still going with Netflix.
That's what I'm saying.
They're taking less money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's even more of a headline.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying now. Question five, California might ban the sale of all Teslas for a month due to false advertising claims for the term autopilot they say for self-driving. They're saying autopilot is false advertising. And it is. It is false advertising.
Why?
Because you very much still have to be, you have to keep your hands on the wheel.
Right.
You have to keep your eyes on the road.
Okay.
That's not autopilot. Okay. Autopilot is like, I could take a nap if I want to. Okay. You know? If they sell 20,000 Teslas a month, and the average cost is $50,000 a Tesla, how much will Tesla lose if the month ban happens?
So they sell 20,000?
Yeah.
And then it's usually 50,000. Oh, boy.
The average is $50,000 per car.
$100 million?
No. A billion. It's okay, though. Blair, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Blair, are you there? Sounds like a children's book series. Final score. What a way to go out. You both got three. It's a tie.
It's a Christmas tie.
It's a Christmas tie. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot when we return in the new year. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Blair, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is very exciting. We haven't done this in 5 years, and it is the Wake Up Calls Take Our Gift Exchange. Yeah! Okay, so this is how it works. It's Christmas. We like to give gifts like everybody else, but giving gifts to each other, first of all, we don't want to do it off the air because we do everything on the air.
Right. And it seems very self-serving to just be like, oh, now another present for me.
That's the other part of this.
And we love you guys.
So here's what we do. We get each other gifts that we really want and we give them to each other. We open them and then you guys get to take them one at a time. Only five of you, which means one gift will remain for one of the three of us. But that is all up to you, okay? So let's get right down to this, okay? Who would like to go first?
Let's let Kevin go first.
Kevin, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kevin has three. So are two of the ones from you?
Oh, they might be. Hold up the two.
Yeah, it's taped together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a two-parter. Should I start with the two-parter?
Whatever
first?
You want.
Okay, I'm going to start for it. The two-parter. This is from Gavin.
Now, everybody pay attention to this.
Oh my God, Gavin! It's a Riftbound deck!
Oh!
How'd you get these? These are sold out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't for me.
Is Riftbound like Lorcana?
Way better.
It's his Riftbound
now. Oh my. Actually, you know, I don't even like these.
So if somebody says,
see, Kevin's already trying to downplay it.
Yeah.
So, okay, he used to be on Lorcana. He's not on that. This is his new card obsession that he's playing. And what is it called?
Riftbound.
Riftbound.
It's for League of Legends. This is, it's good.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's really good, everybody. All right, do we want Kevin to open his other one now?
No.
Okay, all right, so go ahead.
I'll open Kevin's.
Okay.
Okay? Now, Kevin is a twofer, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one feels sort of like fabric. It's a sweatshirt that says, I'm that bitch.
Yes!
Kevin, I absolutely love this, and I would literally be sad if somebody takes it from me. Okay, and then the other one.
I like to give gifts, multiple gifts in one.
Okay. Does it have something to do with the sweatshirt?
Yeah.
It does?
Uh-huh.
A makeup mirror!
It's to look at yourself.
That's great!
Because Katie has a makeup mirror in the studio, but it's just something she hooks to her monitor.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
One is beautiful. It has those lights around.
Oh.
What's
all right.
it called? Vanity?
Yeah.
Super cute for anyone that wants to give their daughter, something
all amazing. Right. So I'm going to go now and open. Now, I got a threefer from Kevin.
Really?
I got a little one, a medium one, and a big one. Is there an order that I should go with, Kevin?
Nope.
All right.
They're all connected.
I'm going to do the little one first. And he says they're all connected. So we're going to find out. Pair of socks. Oh, are these corgi socks?
Yes!
Oh, corgi socks. That's fun.
But wait, there's more.
All right, I'm waiting.
I hope you got gift cards.
He got me a hat with a corgi on it.
Oh,
but describe what the corgi's doing.
He's just like putting his little paws up on a table looking for food with his little stupid tongue out. And then the last one. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be cool. Oh, my God.
What is that? What is that?
Oh,
look at it.
It's a sweater that says Corgi Dad.
Oh, yes. And it has a bunch of corgis on it. One's wearing sunglasses.
Wow.
Now, I feel like there's a very good chance you're going to get to keep yours because, I mean, this would have to go to corgi people.
Not necessarily. I was a corgi person before. I have a corgi shirt I've had for like 10 years.
That's true.
Wow, Kevin, that's great. Now, hopefully, you're in the middle of the wake-up call, take our gift exchange. And you've been listening and paying attention to all these gifts because soon you'll be able to call and take them one by one. So we've got a Riftbound deck. We've got a great sweatshirt and makeup thing. The sweatshirt says, I'm that bitch.
And a makeup vanity.
And I got a whole corgi package over here. That was from Kevin. All right. Kevin, go ahead.
Okay, now, Kevin, this is from me.
This is from Katie. Yeah. What? Stop. Stop. Katie!
What is it?
It's AirPods!
Oh my, you lost yours!
I'm so mad! I mean, no, I have this already, so I don't need it.
Wow.
Isn't this out of budget?
Yeah, that's out of budget. Are those the translating ones?
I don't know.
It's noise-canceling AirPod 4s.
Wow.
Okay.
Kevin.
I'm so mad but happy.
Listen, there's a chance you'll get to keep those.
No, there isn't, Kevin. Look at this.
The best part of this is to watch somebody get so mad at the wonderful gift you just gave them because they know they're not going to be able to keep it.
Yep. All right. Well, okay. There you go. Kevin got AirPods from Katie. Okay. What a gift.
So now I'm moving on to Katie from Gavin.
This is from me. This is an inside joke.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ah! Oh my God! Okay, so Gavin and I follow this girl on TikTok, and she's doing very well for herself, but she's an absolute disaster. And I sent him a video of her once wearing 7-Eleven pajamas, and you found me the 7-Eleven pajamas! Oh my God, it's so good! It's so good! This is personal, and this should be taken away from me. Because that would be wrong.
That is so funny.
Gavin, that's great.
All right, the last one is from Katie to me. It's a giant box. All right, let's see. Oh, it's a plain brown box. A nondescript brown box. All right. Let's see here. It is heavy. It says caution heavy. All right. Oh, boy, there's so much to this.
What is it?
Oh my God!
What is it?
They are four jars.
Oh, they're all different.
Four jars of pickles?
Stop. But they're all different.
Hot pickled tomatoes. Firecracker pickle chips. This is pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked them. And this one is, what is this one? Sweet horseradish pickled tomatoes.
Okay,
for a pickle whore like me.
That sounds fire.
This is so good.
Wow.
Somebody's. All right, now, if you're wondering why we're so upset, it's because this is the time now where you can call 916-909-1065, and the first five people who get through get to pick one of these gifts one by one and ruin our lives.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something that you really want for yourself. Maybe it's something you really want to give as a gift to somebody. Maybe you just want to torture somebody on the wake-up call.
Kevin's face is so sad. He's already so sad. Frowning. He's frowning.
916-909-1065. Call now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is the part that we hate the most. You heard us give each other presents for Christmas that we really love. And now it's time for Wake Up Call listeners to take them away. One at a time until only one gift remains. Who will get to keep a Christmas gift from somebody on the Wake Up Call? We're about to find out. All right, let's recap real fast. Kevin, what gifts did you get?
I got 2 Riftbound decks.
That's a card game.
Yes.
Collector card game.
That's sold out. And then AirPods that are pretty small.
AirPods!
Don't say it like that. Yeah. They're just AirPods.
I mean, they're bent.
Riftbound card decks and AirPods.
Yeah. None of these sound great gifts.
Almost universal gifts. Katie, what did you get?
I got a sweatshirt that says, I'm that bitch.
Yes.
And a makeup vanity. And those go together. And then I also got 7-Eleven pajamas in a size large.
Okay. And I got, we'll call it the Corgi package, a Corgi sweatshirt that says Corgi Daddy on it with a whole bunch of awesome kick-ass pictures of Corgis, a Corgi hat, Corgi socks. And Katie got me 4 jars of different pickled items. Some are spicy, some are not, because I am a pickle girl. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Carmelita. She was caller number 1. Good morning, Carmelita. Oh, boy. Oh,
Carmelita.
All right, Carmelita, You get to choose something first. What do you want?
You sound like you want a vanity.
Kevin, I love you. I'm going for the AirPods, bro.
Are you sure?
You
not had, the vanity?
You had no chance, my man. You had no chance.
I told you they were going to go first.
I'm so mad.
Carmelita, yeah. Apple AirPods.
I love you, Kevin. And Katie.
I love you too.
We love you, too.
They are yours. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Now let's talk to Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. All right. The Apple AirPods are gone, so what would you like?
I'm going to go with the 7-Eleven PJs.
Oh, my God!
What?
No!
Really?
Oh, my God!
I thought that was going to be
Inside joke. You're stealing the inside joke.
I'm shut.
Why do you even
want
them? No,
my daughter needs them immediately.
Why? Why?
She shows me, she's all on TikTok and shows me the dumbest videos. So as soon as I heard it,
You know what we're talking about? That's
great. Man. All right. Well, Ashley, stay on hold. Your daughter's going to get happy for holidays. Number three, a different Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
All right. So the 7-Eleven jammies, the Apple AirPods are gone. What do you want from the wake-up call, take our gift exchange?
I'll do Kevin's trading card.
What? Why? But, do you even play it?
Oh, he's saying but.
Hey. But in the spirit of Christmas, I will let you keep them because I live too far to drive to get them.
No. Well, I guess we have to do that.
Oh my God, what?
That's not fair.
He called, which is taking the space of somebody else.
Yeah. It's not really fair.
I think I'm going to throw a flag on this one and say we have to get another.
I feel bad for Kevin, but in that case, if we're going to go that route, I'll take Gavin's pickle set for my wife.
Yes, Kevin.
What the F is that about?
Yes, Kevin.
Kevin, you live too far away.
I will make the drive, sir. I will make the drive.
Wow. Do it, Kevin. Do it.
Where do you live, Kevin?
I live in Stockton.
Son of a bitch. God, you're gonna drive an hour for pickles? What a dummy!
Yes,
I'm petty. That's why.
Kevin.
All right, Kevin, stay on hold. God dang it!
You saved me.
Now we're gonna talk to Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. All right,
Hold on.
Wait, Laura.
Each one of us has lost a gift. Okay, yeah. So Kevin still has his Riftbound decks available.
By the grace of God,
Katie has her "I'm That Bitch" sweatshirt as well as a makeup vanity, and I have the corgi package. What are you going to take?
I'm taking your corgi package.
I think I'm going to win this one. I really think I'm going to win.
Why? Do you have a corgi?
No.
You
but
poser.
My son is obsessed.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Son of a bitch. God.
Sorry.
All right. Stay on hold. God, I hope this is happy for... I hope this is good radio for everybody.
Because it's crushing your spirit.
We're all just dying
so depressed
slowly.
Right now.
All right. Well, Bailey, hello?
Hello.
You are the last caller for the wake up call. Take our gift exchange. You're either going to ruin Kevin's Christmas or Katie's Christmas. Are you going to take the Riftbound decks or are you going to take the "I'm That Bitch" vanity mirror
and sweatshirt?
Sweatshirt.
You sound like a vanity girly.
I would take Kevin's card, but my daughter, she really wanted this sweater and this vanity just because it belonged to Katie. So,
is she because she likes it or because she wants to hurt me?
Oh, she really likes you and she feels like, oh, well, it was Katie's. Now I got to have it. And okay. I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, listen.
Wow.
If you're going to put it that way, then that makes me feel very special and it doesn't hurt quite as much.
I honestly cannot. Bailey,
sign it, that would even be better.
I can absolutely sign this. You know what? You want me to sign the sweatshirt or the outside of the vanity box?
The outside of the vanity or the back, if you could. Yeah, anything.
Okay.
All right. Bailey, stay on hold. We got to get your information.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
I'm so happy.
And he almost lost it.
Thank you, Katie.
No, but he didn't almost lose it. The guy was going to let him keep it no matter what.
Well, it looks like it's Christmas.
you're going to lose money on that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you play money with it, but...
This was terrible.
I love it.
Why do I know why we stopped doing it. Because right, it's stupid.
It hurts. I'm really sad about your pickled stuff because I really wanted to try it.
I know. Some of these look so good.
I wanted a pickled tomato really bad.
Man, and pickled peppers. God, I love pickled peppers. All right. Well, anyway, and they came from New Jersey, too.
Yeah, I know.
They're like special Jersey pickled.
I ordered them special and had to like build that box.
Unbelievable. Well, c'est la vie. That's what they say.
That's
about
what they always say in New Jersey.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So if you have a trip coming up, which you do, probably do, I have a list here of what makes an ideal traveling companion. And you might want to rethink who you're going on this trip with. Now, Katie and her boyfriend are going on a trip on Christmas Day.
Late Christmas night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that what the characteristics of an ideal traveling companion spell big trouble for you. Especially as I'm going over and looking at these. And these are from travel experts.
Because of me or because of him?
Because of you.
Uh-oh.
And, well, I don't know. I mean, if you found somebody that was like you... I guess it would be different, but that's not what the dynamic is.
No.
First one on here, they're not too emotional. So.
Oh, God, I can cry right now.
Yeah, yeah. Another one, these are what makes an ideal traveling companion. The next one is they're an experienced traveler. Now, this is the only one on the list. I'm like, well, I guess we could say that applies to Katie.
Yes, sure. Why not?
It says under the description, they can get from point A to point B without you. If they know more about your destination than you do, that's ideal.
I definitely don't know more about the destination than he does. But I mean, I could get myself to where I needed to be. I could always find my way to... whatever I needed.
Correct. Yeah. The rest of the list, no.
Oh.
Number three, similar priorities. Okay. On the surface, similar priorities sounds like you guys, oh, you're probably thinking like, we want to see the same things. We want to do the same things.
Sure.
That is not what this is referring to.
Okay.
Similar priorities means things like you have the same sleep schedule. You have the same energy level.
Oh, boy.
You have matching budgets. None of those apply to you. In fact, the chasm between the two, pretty wide.
I mean, our sleep schedule will be the same.
Will it?
We'll go to sleep at the same time and wake up. Maybe I won't wake up when he does.
Right.
But
he take naps with you too?
No.
Right.
There it is.
So no. So that's a no. And the last one on this list of what makes an ideal traveling companion, they're responsible.
I think Katie's responsible.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
When does she line up for a flight?
Oh.
Well,
That's just a suggested time.
I agree.
Other than that,
you.
She's responsible.
Have I ever missed a flight? Mm-hmm. Nope.
It says
if I have a scheduled... I mean, if I have a seat and a seat number, I firmly believe I don't need to stand in a line to walk onto the plane to sit down and wait for more people to walk on the plane.
It says here... that being responsible for an ideal traveling companion means that you trust that they will do what they need to do exactly when they're going to do it. Having a quote unquote wild card in the group can make the trip just a headache. And as Kevin, Katie, and I have flown many places together,
yeah.
Katie is undoubtedly the quote unquote wild card for sure.
Somebody's got to be the last person to walk on the plane. And I don't know why that person can't be me. Now, if it's Southwest or something, then okay, I'll get to my gate at the time I need to.
Yeah.
To board as quickly as possible.
Right.
Have I waited for them to page me to the gate? I have.
Yeah.
But you believe that that means they'll hold the plane for me, which I know is not true.
I don't think they're going to hold the plane, but they might delay it a little bit. So to recap, the four things that make an ideal traveling companion. Number one, they're an experienced traveler. We gave Katie...
number one was not emotional.
I know. I'm reversing it now.
I see. Okay.
Number one, they're an experienced traveler. We all agree. Sure. We can give Katie that one.
Thank you.
The rest of them, no. They're not too emotional. Try being on a turbulent plane with Katie.
Oh, I grabbed
She'll stick her fingers into your skin.
I've grabbed a stranger's knee.
Yeah. Number three, similar priorities such as sleep schedule, energy levels, matching budget. No. And also, they're responsible. So, does he know this? He knows this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because anytime we travel, I'm always like, really? We got to get on the plane right now?
Yeah.
Really? We have to leave this early?
Right.
You know how I love to check a bag.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
I love to check a bag. And I finally wore him down for this trip.
So this time you get to check a bag.
And we have like big puffy coats and stuff. Because it's going to be so cold there.
Yeah.
We are going to check bags, which I'm thrilled about.
Sure.
But traditionally, I have to cram all of my precious belongings into bags, and then we just carry them on the plane.
And this is from the same girl that comes into work every day with five bags.
I have five bags.
How many do you have?
I have three.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting, but he doesn't spend enough time on it to really nail down the details of those facts. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the human brain has the same consistency as warm butter, which makes brain surgery that much more difficult?
Oh my God. I don't know why that's so disgusting.
Do you ever think about, like, when people go through medical school?
Yeah.
And then they, like, go through all the different specialties, right? As part of your residency, you have to do ER, you have to do OBGYN and all those things.
Yeah.
Some of the specialties that people, and somebody's got to do it, so I'm glad somebody does, but to, like, want to touch a brain.
I think about that all the time, but it's not with the brain. I think about like people who are like proctologists. Like, really, of all the parts of the body, that was the part where you're just like, that's for me. That's what I want
to
do.
That a big part of that has to do with like the diseases that you're helping cure with if you're a proctologist.
You're even a podiatrist.
Podiatrist I don't get.
A proctologist, you do go because of the diseases.
Yeah.
Somebody's just a big passion for athlete's foot.
Right.
And ingrown toenails.
Yeah.
Corns.
I'm sure there's more to it. I'm sure you're changing people's lives.
Kevin, you wanted to be a doctor. What kind of doctor did you want to be?
A general doctor. General surgeon.
What a cop
out.
A general surgeon?
Or a general surgeon?
Surgeon.
Okay, what does a general surgeon do?
He does about everything.
No.
He does surgery in the generical way, in the general area.
I mean,
point to your general area.
Is your general.
Where are you having problems?
I have a problem with my arm.
All right, then I'm working on the arms.
I think I'm going to an orthopedist for that.
How about?
Okay, then why'd you choose a general surgeon?
How about when I had my hand surgery?
Go to an orthopedist.
Okay, I did.
Right.
Okay, so I think a general surgeon would do like appendectomies and gallbladder removal,
stuff
like that.
Oh,
it says here that it's they focus on abdomen, digestive tract, breast, skin, endocrine system, and trauma.
Sounds like everything.
Okay.
Okay. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Japanese women's breast sizes is getting bigger? A study showed that they've been increasing for 40 years straight. By 2018, they were 50% bigger than back in 18.
Back in the
80s. 80s.
Back in the 80s. Why is this? Why are Japanese women's breasts getting bigger?
They're Climate control.
Climate control?
Mm-hmm.
Not climate change.
Maybe that one. Where global warming's happening.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
And it happens in your buddies.
So can you explain that? What does climate change have to do with bigger breasts just in Japan?
Because Japan's used to cold winters. And then now climate control has made cold winters a little warmer. A little bit warmer, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then now everything's much hotter.
Yeah.
And then so now their breasts are growing bigger.
You don't think that there's more hormones in food?
No. Japan's clean.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Subway bread is legally considered cake in Ireland?
I mean, didn't we go through a period of time where they were legally considered yoga mats? Like,
wait, really?
I don't remember.
That there was like some kind of like chemical in
that's
Subway
in
bread that was found in both, and like moms on Facebook ran with that or
See,
something like that.
Here's why I'm going to give Subway a pass on this.
I'll give Subway all the passes.
Okay, they in British countries, they call cookies biscuits.
Sure.
So we're just calling stuff in different countries, okay?
Yeah.
So a cake to them is probably different than a cake to us.
Sure. Look what they did with chips and fries.
What they do with chips and fries?
Fries are called chips.
Oh. British. Okay.
British.
Yeah. So, okay. So a Subway bread, it's the fact that it's just Subway bread.
Right. That's true.
That they're calling a cake.
We're not surprised that there's a Subway in Ireland.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I guess I am, but I'm not.
Like, I know there's going to be a McDonald's in other countries.
Yeah, or a KFC.
But Subway, I don't know why. That feels very American.
It feels like the kind of place that you would take it to another country and they go, we have no use for this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just seems like the Irish are good at sandwiches. They would see somebody laying out the thinnest layer of meat on a sandwich.
Yeah.
And use a word that we can't say on the air.
Oh.
On Subway Ireland, they sell spuds.
No, what is that?
What is
potatoes.
That?
Oh, well, of course. It's Ireland.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's like that.
But what do you do with the spuds?
Your sub on a spud is their thing that they do in Ireland.
Oh, instead of a bread?
Yeah.
They use potato?
Yeah, and there's like a meatball marinara spud that looks really good.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, but really, this is making so much more sense.
But what's the difference between that and like a loaded baked potato, really, at the end of the day?
Nothing. It's just the fact that they went, we're not doing your weird cake bread, guys. We'll do it on a potato as God intended.
Wow. Kevin, thank you so much. Those were some illuminating facts on Did You Know? That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.